What it takes to move an atom. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. For the first time, researchers have measured the force it takes to move a single atom, a force that makes a gentle brush from a cat's whisker look like an asteroid impact. The team included Marcus Ternes, a postdoctoral fellow at IBM's Almaden Research Center in California. Depending on the surface it was on, Ternes says moving a cobalt atom required a force as small as 17 piconewtons.
And to put it in perspective, to move an atom, you need about a billionth of the force you would need to lift a piece of chocolate.
To do it, they created a super vacuum at minus 454 degrees Fahrenheit, a temperature so cold that atoms don't bounce around on their own. The findings could eventually help scientists who are working to build brand new substances, one atom at a time. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.